Morning Watch, loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ, week 8. Taking the God-ordained pathway for the church, the way of Philadelphia, according to the Lord's up-to-date and ultimate recovery, to bring us into a new revival to turn the age, Saturday. Related verses, Revelation 3, 8 and 18. I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. I counsel you to buy from me gold, refined by fire that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be manifested, and eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. Romans 10, 9-10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart there is believing unto righteousness, and with the mouth there is confession unto salvation. 1 John 4, 19-21, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. Matthew 20, 26-27. It shall not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave. Related reading. While we estimate the church in Philadelphia very highly, the Lord says that she had a little power. What pleases the Lord is not that we are strong, but that we use our little power to do the best we can. Do not try to be strong. Simply spend what you have received from him. Do not usurp the Lord's grace. Even the least among us has received a certain amount of grace from him. You must spend that grace, using it to do your best. If you do this, the Lord will appreciate you and say, good, you have a little power, yet you have kept my word with the power you have. The Lord is not happy with giants. He is happy with the little ones who have an amount of grace. Although that grace may be limited in its capacity, as long as we use it, spending it to do as much as we can, to keep the Lord's word, he will be pleased. Once Philadelphia fails, it becomes Laodicea. Laodicea is a distorted Philadelphia. When brotherly love is gone, Philadelphia immediately turns into the opinions of many. This is the meaning of the word Laodicea. As soon as Philadelphia becomes degraded, the brothers become the many people, and its brotherly love becomes the opinions of the many. Love has degenerated into opinion. Brotherly love is something living, but the opinion of many people is something dead. When brotherly love is lost, the body relationship is lost. The fellowship of life is cut off as well, leaving only the opinion of men. The opinion of the Lord is lost, and the only things left are the vote of the majority, ballots, and the show of hands. Once Philadelphia falls, it becomes Laodicea. If you want to continue in the way of Philadelphia, remember to humble yourselves before God. God's blessing is with us, but we must be careful when we say this. As soon as we are not careful, we have the flavor of Laodicea. We are wealthy and have become rich and have need of nothing. Please bear in mind that we have nothing that we have not received. Those around us may be full of death, but we do not need to be conscious of the fact that we are full of life. Those around us may be poor, but we do not need to be conscious of the fact that we are rich. Those who live before the Lord will not be conscious of their own riches. May the Lord be merciful to us that we may learn to live before him. May we be rich and yet not know that we are rich. It was better for Moses not to know that his face was shining, even though it did shine. Once a person knows himself, he becomes Laodicea, and the result is lukewarmness. Laodicea means to know everything, but in reality, to be fervent about nothing. In name, it has everything, but it cannot sacrifice its life for anything. It remembers its former glory, but forgets its present condition before God. Formerly, it was Philadelphia. Today, it is Laodicea. Those in Laodicea must have living faith. Otherwise, God's word is useless to them. Their failure, their weakness, is due to the fact that their faith is gone. Peter says that gold proved by fire is faith on trial. You must have faith that mingles with the words you have heard. You must pass through all manner of trials so that the words which you have heard will be useful in a practical way. Thus, you must buy gold tried in the fire. You must learn to trust even while in tribulation. Then you will be really rich.